The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Good news is information that gladdens the heart. Information that gladdens the heart. Information that gladdens the heart. Information that you receive and your heart is glad. He has made me glad. I am so glad. I will rejoice. For he has made me glad. He has made me glad. Oh, I am so glad. I will rejoice. Information that makes your heart glad. There are some things that once you are down, if you can hear it, immediately your heart is no more sad. Remember that my friend that came from the US to preach here at the last Breakthrough Encounter? He said his mother said she was sick. You remember him very well? Said he was sick. She was sick. And then he went there and said, Mommy, I want to take you to London. He said, when? He said, now, because the passport is here. She said, I'm already well. Yeah, let's go. He said, I'm already well. And she has been in London ever since. She went first time, came back. By the second time, she said, I'm not coming back to Nigeria again. I am not coming back to Nepa issue again. Information that gladdens the heart. And no matter how sad you are, when they announce your promotion, you are excited. No matter how depressed you are, as a woman, you go to the lab, you have been waiting to get pregnant, and they say you are pregnant, it gladdens your heart. No matter how depressed you are, as an undergraduate, you have been waiting for admission, and you go and check your portal, and you see, congratulations, with exclamation 3 times, bam, 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 your admission has now been granted. What you are looking for shall be granted. I say, what you are looking for shall be granted. Listen, no, don't mind me, and don't mind us. We are messengers of good news. We are messengers of. We speak the mind of God on what He has for you. Until eternity, from today till eternity, every news you will hear, it will be for good news. Prepare your phone because I'm going to pray on your phone today. Every time that phone rings, it must be good news. Every time a text comes in, it will be a text of good news. I didn't plan for that. In the course of the night, the Lord spoke to me. Pray on their phones. Let it be a gadget of good news. And today, that is what it will be. Number two, what is good news? Good news means the arrival of the much expected news. The arrival of what you have been waiting for. The arrival of the thing you have been longing for. The arrival. And it will arrive for you today. For you to access good news, everlasting doors must be open. This good news is very sweet, but there are doors that must be open. What are everlasting doors? Still going somewhere, we're still taking definitions. Everlasting doors are doors of great joy and breakthrough, which can only be opened by the superior power of God. Everlasting doors are doors of joy and breakthrough, which can only be opened by the superior power of God. Do you know that a lot of times the devil would have locked the door of our blessing and throw the key inside the sea so that we will not see it? There was a woman, I think I've told you this story before, who was trusting God to get pregnant. And then she was in the Lord in a fast, like we are in a fast now. And God revealed to her that she should go to the market and buy the biggest fish she can see in the market that is on sale. And she, you know, like a fool. You know, the things of God sometimes are foolishness to man. She went to the market and bought it. And as she bought it, she caught it and saw a key inside. That was the key they used to lock her womb. A key and a padlock inside. That was the key and the padlock they used to lock her womb. And it was her mother-in-law that did it. So as the key opened, our journey to hell also opened. Our journey out of this world opened. Those who are after you, their journey out of this world shall be very fast. I said their journey out of this world shall be very, very fast. Their journey out of this world shall be very, very fast. Number two, what are everlasting doors? These can be great doors locked by adversaries. Exodus 23:22. These can be great doors locked by adversaries, which can only be opened by the power of God. It says, But if thou shalt indeed obey his voice and do all that I speak, then I will be an enemy unto thy enemy and an adversary unto thy adversary. So our God is a God that likes to contend with difficult situations. There are some doors, it takes firepower to break them open. Like doors of banks, anywhere there is treasure, anywhere there is great thing, you will see great doors there. The reason why the devil has shut the door against you is because once you can access that door, that is the end. Your breakthrough will be continuous and consistent. That's why the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 16 verse 9, a great and an effectual door is open unto me, but there are many adversaries. 1 Corinthians 16:9. Many adversaries, many enemies that does not want me to cross into my joy. Many people that does not want my joy to come. Many that does not want me want things to turn around for me. But God will silence them today in the name of Jesus. Quickly this morning, how do you know when you need everlasting doors open? How do you know? How do I know that I need to break some doors and to cross into my good news? Number one, when you lack testimonies, you need God to break doors for you. When your life is scanty of testimony, you can't count so many testimony. You are living life. You are just living, just passing through life. You can't count diverse testimonies. You can't count 12 months with at least 12 testimonies. You need everlasting doors to break for you to enter into good news. Number two, how do you know when you need everlasting doors of good news open? If you get more bad news than good news regularly, if you are the kind of person that regularly you assess more bad news, anytime you call you from the house, you are scared. The level of bad news, in fact, it got to a point you almost didn't want to be picking calls again. Because most of the calls that are not favorable. You need everlasting doors of good news open to you. Number three. When do you need everlasting doors of good news open to you? If your enemies are still laughing and you are frowning. If your enemies are laughing over your matter. If you pass through the house of your enemy and you see them holding a party. If you pass through the house of your enemy and you see them shouting, they are drinking beer, they are still having money to drink, they are still celebrating, you need everlasting doors open to you. It means they are the one smiling, you are the one frowning. But that will come to an end from today in Jesus' name. I said that will come to an end from today in Jesus' name. That will come to an end from today in Jesus' name. Anytime you pass through the house of your enemies or you hear about them, even from their facial expression, you will know that in Yoruba, they say, Oti baon, Oti hit one. I say for somebody here today, very, very soon, anytime you hear about your enemies, it will not be that they are hearing good news in the name of Jesus. You will be the one hearing good news. I say you will be the one hearing good news. Can I hear your loudest amen? Because your marriage is a good news to you, but it's a bad news to somebody. Hello? Your pregnancy is a good news to you. It's a bad news to another person. Your admission is a good news to you. It will make you jump. It will make somebody to be on the floor. Say, what were we doing? What were we doing that this person was able to cross? In my place, they say, I've crossed the bridge before the bridge broke. before the bridge collapsed. That will be your testimony. Before the bridge will collapse, you would have crossed the bridge. Before they will stop promotion, you would have crossed the bridge. Before things will become very, very difficult, you would have crossed the bridge. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. These are very deep things. Oh. They are very, very deep things. They are things that if you are not very spiritually minded, you might not understand what I'm saying. There are some people, it is when they are about to get to their time of goodness, they say they stop it. We have stopped it. We have stopped giving money. We have stopped this thing. We have stopped it. They will stop before you cross. I said they will stop before you cross. You would have crossed before anybody will stop. In the name of Jesus. Can I hear your loudest amen? Can I hear your loudest amen? Number four. When do you know that you need the everlasting doors of good news open? When when your delayed breakthrough is prolonged and unexplainable. Your breakthrough is prolonged. Your breakthrough is delayed and prolonged. And you can't explain. You have all the qualities to be married, yet no marriage. You have all the qualities for admission, yet no admission. You have all the qualities to have a good job, yet nobody wants to employ you. You have all the resources to build a house. I was telling Pastor Moshebi yesterday or day before yesterday about one of my friends who earns close to 1 million naira a month and still has not been able to build a house. I mean, and he has been working now since 1998. So, is that 19 years of work? And he has not been able to build a house. He's in the other faith, not in the... If he was coming to a program like this, maybe he would have been delivered. Good man. Very good guy. Sharp guy. Every spirit of delay troubling anybody here, that spirit is arrested today. I said that spirit is arrested today. I said that power is arrested today. I had to force him to learn how to drive. And he couldn't even learn it here. He had to go to Dubai to go and learn how to drive. He had cars, but he didn't know how to. He would just be at the back. And they'll be driving. I said, hey, what about if your wife wants to put to bed? Who will drive? He said, when the time comes, God will. So last year, we had to send him to Dubai to go and learn. Because he has become a big man and it's difficult to be putting learner now. When he's already over 40 years. And he's been working and earning good money. But something just doesn't want him to move forward. Whatever is responsible for your continuous delay, that power is arrested today. That power is arrested today. That power is arrested today. Number five, when do you know when you need everlasting doors of good news open? When you are tired of the same news, same old story. You are just tired. Like, I am tired of the same old story. You need a door open. You are just tired. Kilo de, how can I be saying the same thing? The same thing. The same story. Year in, year out. Month in, month out. Enough is enough. Enough is enough. Maybe somebody is here and you say that. Is it possible that somebody is earning up to 1 million naira? You will soon get there. Amen. I say you will soon get there. I say you will soon get there. In fact, your own will be times 10 of that. I say your own will be times 10 of that. Your own will be times 100 of that. There's some people that earn in their businesses, they have 100 million income per month. Income alone, not the business alone, itself. Income that comes. God will take you to that level. And He must take you to that level because we need the money in the gospel. We need the money to spread the gospel. We need the money to be able to win more souls. We need the money to be able to affect people's lives and to be able to do the right thing in the house of the Lord. And that is one of the major reasons, God, we place that money in your pocket. In the name of Jesus. Number six, when do you know you need everlasting doors of good news open? When you have sowed and you are eager to reap. You have sown investment of time. You have sown investment of prayer. Maybe you have even gone to 670 Staircase Mountain. You have prayed tire. You have sown in the place of prayer. And listen to me, ladies and gentlemen, I discovered prayer is work on its own. People just think prayer is just prayer. In fact, prayer is so serious that you can as a church, we can employ people and be paying them salary just for prayer. Oh yeah, let's be praying every day, 7 hours, 8 hours. It's work on its own. There's a company in Lagos like that where the employer paid people to be praying and it sells 15 million goods per day. 15 million goods per day. He employed people. Hello, good afternoon. Good afternoon. Good afternoon. Yes, your purpose in this company, you are not selling anything. No. You are just here for prayer. When they come in the morning, they sign in and they sign into the prayer room of the company and they are praying. Lakwata, lekataya, alakwata. Well, customer, where are you? Yes, you know, Jolega, be coming now. In the kitchen, be coming now. Prayer is work. You know, you get to a point you pray that your leg can't carry you. Your leg, as in you can't stand because of the intensity of the prayers you have been praying. Prayer is a seed. And when you have prayed, you definitely must harvest. When do you need everlasting doors open? Number 7, and I'll stop there. When do you need everlasting doors of good news open to you? When people are already waiting. Romans chapter 8 verse 19. For the earnest expectation of the creation waited for the manifestation of the sons of God. When your parents are already waiting. Even your pastor is waiting. Everybody is waiting. When is it going to be this family's turn? I decree to somebody here today. It was the turn of one family last month. It is now your own family's turn. I say it is now the turn of your own family. It is now the turn of your own family. Can I hear your loudest amen? Can I hear your loudest amen? You need everlasting doors of good news open when people are already waiting. When you phone your parents, I'm coming home for Christmas. They say, okay, are you coming home with? Are you coming home with this? Are you coming home with that? Maybe it's a car they are expecting. Maybe it's a wife. Maybe it's a husband. Maybe it's his admission letter. Maybe. What are you coming home with? If you say nothing, say don't bother to come. Praise the Lord. If you say this, I'm not coming home with anything, say don't bother to come. But when you say I'm coming home, God has done it for my wife. When you see her, you will know what I'm saying. That you have already communicated. God will do it for you. I say God will do it for you. I say God will do it for you. And your expectations shall not be cut off. In the name of Jesus. Quickly as I begin to round up. How do you provoke the door to open? I'll give you 7 points. And we go to pray. How can you provoke the opening of doors? Of good news. Number 1. A desperation for a change of story. You are desperate. Somebody say desperate. Somebody say desperate. You are very, very desperate. Look at David in desperation in Psalm 63 verse 1 and 2 and 3. Oh God, thou how? Psalm 63:6-3. Oh God, thou art my God, early will I seek thee. My soul thirsted for thee. My flesh longed for thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is. That's desperation. I'm very desperate. Food is not my matter. I've been eating since. I'm not an FFO. I'm not for food alone. I will be thirsty and I will be hungry. All because I am desperate. I am very desperate. Verse 2. What do I want to see? I want to see your power. That is the power that can open doors. I want to see your power. And I want to see your glory. You will see God's power. And you will see God's glory. I want to see your power and your glory. So as I've seen in the sanctuary. I've heard testimonies in the sanctuary. I also want to hear my own. I've been coming to church. I've been hearing people getting blessed. I've been hearing of ovarian cysts disappearing. I've been hearing of people being blessed. I've been hearing of people God changing people's level. I want to hear my own. Because thy loving kindness is better than life, and my lips shall praise thee. You will praise God. Your lips will praise God. I say your lips will praise God. Number two, how do you provoke the opening of doors of good news? You give dangerously. Every giver is a candidate of open doors. Doors can't be shut for too long for givers. That's why the people of the other side, they are very wise. When they want a door to open, they will give what we call a bribe or a tip. And all of a sudden, the person that did not want to do something before will change his mind and say, okay, all right. Now, this is not a bribe to God. This is out of a heart of love to God. If you want your door open, then you give dangerous. Number three, because of our time, how to provoke opening of doors. You praise him regularly. We'll be doing that tomorrow extensively and massively and beneficiously. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. There's a song on that Berekete. I'll sing it tomorrow. Remind me. Praise the Lord. Just like we have a song on Jubai, we have a song on our Bereketeous God. Praise the Lord. Praise him, and praise him all the time. Number four, how to provoke opening of doors. Help others regularly. If you want the door of favor to open to you, favor others. If you want the door of blessing to open to you, don't be a person that nobody is thanking God for your life. Don't be a person that nobody is thanking God that you are in. Don't be in existence like a statue. You know, a statue is just there. Nobody is thanking God for you. That is not a life. That is not a life. That is not a life. It's not only in the area of giving. Support somebody. Support somebody's vision to come to pass. Support somebody's family. Support somebody. Be of assistance. If you want doors open for you, open small, small. You want great doors open for you. Open small, small doors for people. When this church was under construction, we were practically looking for any church that was being built. We were building. But we were looking for any other church who was building and sowing seeds there. Cement, blocks, cement. Sometimes we say, please, don't bother to say that we are the ones that sent it. So that it doesn't look like we are making noise over it. Sometimes some of them discovered. Sometimes some of them don't know. Because you know that God, thank you from God, is better than 1 million thank you from man. If God says, well done, my son. Eh? May God say well done to you. I say, may God say well done to you. Every time I'm doing my birthday, the major thing that envelopes my heart is to find out in the last 1 year, is God happy with me? That is the major thing. That's why I'm always very sober. I will just be, in the last 1 year, did I really please God? Did I really, really do what God wanted us to do? Our counseling department was telling me last week that this between January and now, we have in this church, in this church, about 500, close to 500 souls has been won in terms of salvation from January to now. If you are clapping, you clap very well. But we thank God for that. But it could have been 1,500. You could have been 2,000. You could have been 3,000. Those are the things that envelope our hearts, not mundane things. Praise the Lord. Number five, if you want to open the doors that is open against, that is closed against you, the door of good news, serve the Lord faithfully, especially in the area of soul winning. If door of blessing, breakthrough, advancement have closed against you, hit the road in soul winning. I think this is where most people have problem. There is no service you can serve God that can take the place of your being on the road winning souls. There is nothing you can do in the house of God that if you clean from now to tomorrow, it doesn't take the place. If you sing from now to tomorrow, it doesn't take the place. Every one of us must be involved in soul winning and soul winning engagements. Bible says in Mark 16:15, and he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth is baptized and shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. Every one of us, we are to go ye, not to sit ye, not to, after the program, enter your car and start ye and accelerate ye. No. Go ye! You can't go to Syria alone to do mission work. You can't go to Sapele to do mission work. You can't go to LALA in Ibadan to do mission work. The little you can do where you are, do it. There is no option for soul winning. That's why many, the door just stays bagada there. Because there is no souls being won. Nothing is being done in the direction of soul. Number six, how to provoke the opening of doors. Make a vow to God. That was what Anna did. Say, God, if you give me this son, he will serve you for life. And then God gave her 3 more sons and 2 daughters. So, if you want the door open, make a vow on your own between you. I've done this many times, especially when I'm faced with very, very tough situations. That is sometimes between life and death. Somebody is sick. Somebody is about to, devil is threatening somebody's life. I say, God, if you save this person, this is what I'm going to do. And I will do something very brutal that God himself will know that this is a sacrifice. If you are at the point whereby you have tried many options, it's only you cannot even try any other thing again. Next thing is to make a critical vow. Once you have done that, you now press into prophecies. You receive the prophecies that have been said concerning you. And then in faith, you receive. Number 7, and I'll stop there. How to provoke the opening of doors is to pray aggressively. Prayer is a non-transferable and non-negotiable responsibility for you to access good news. Every praying person is an accessor of good news. The more you know, prayer is like a magnet. It magnetizes good news to you. The more you pray, it draws what you are looking for towards you. Our consistent prayer life is not a show. It's not to show that we know how to pray. It's just because we know that it is needful and gainful. Very needful, very gainful, very needful, very gainful, very needful, very gainful, very needful, very gainful, very needful, and very gainful. My prayer for you today is that even as we go into prayers this morning, strange doors of righteousness, strange doors of blessings, strange doors of favor shall be opened to you in the name of Jesus. It shall be opened to you in the name of Jesus. It shall be opened to you in the name of Jesus.
Wow. I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.